Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As John Harbaugh asked about his D-line, that's not good news, Jeremy.
No.
It's not good news at all. Wait and see? That's not the answer that I want.
Well, I mean, look, it's slowly been kind of leaking out, and nobody knows definitively how long, but it sounds like Matt Ibike might be out for a while.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I mean, you don't play around when it comes to the neck, and, I mean, you don't have to look any further than defensive coordinator Zach Orr and see what happened with his career. And I'm not saying that's where he's at or anything, but they're being very... I don't know if cautious is the right word with the words they're using. Even Harbaugh said at the press conference, kind of like, I don't know what I'm allowed to talk about yet, you know. So with that D-line, I was telling you guys, it sounds like, too, I mean, Travis Jones, as Ken McCusick pointed out, left the game early. You had four defensive linemen that are off your practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a scary proposition where you're going into your house of horrors out
it's
in Kansas City.
Proposition. It's impossible. And I'm not liking it.
No, I'm not liking it either. It sounds terrible, actually. I mean, given what we just saw, I mean, how do you get optimistic when you hear this kind of news? I mean, this is before that came out. Would you say practice squad players, four of them up?
Yeah, four D linemen.
Four D linemen coming up for the practice squad.
To face Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
in Kansas City,
Pacheco.
I told you, old kitten mittens are going to be running through that line. He runs like he's angry at the ground, like it did something to him.
I always say.
Hold him down.
Mad at the ground.
Or you know what he looks like? He looks like he's running the tire drill the whole way down the field.
Yes.
Putting his feet in. It's just, again, this is not what you want. And I've said this before. Like, they can go one. It's not a guarantee they lose. I think they lose this week, personally. But it's not a guarantee that that happens. They could go 1-3 and still just absolutely run this table, and I believe that.
Yeah, I mean, yes, it's possible. But I don't think so now. If you have no defensive line, how are you going to do this?
You're still going to have the best offense in football. I mean, if people were going to look at Cincinnati and think they were going to make the postseason with that mess, I mean, it looks pretty bad here now, but you feel like you have the pieces in-house. Unless that D-line, we always talk about this, when injuries happen, where do they happen? In the same damn room, whether it's cornerbacks, offensive linemen, D-linemen, happens all the time.
I'm really worried about this game like you are, Jeremy, but you have two sorcerers at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, they are. And Lamar right now might be the best sorcerer out there. And that's the one reason why I always go into games, even like this, with some hope. They can put some points on the board, man. And Kansas City's having problems scoring now.
Yeah, they are.
But you know what? The Ravens are having problems
stopping
people from scoring.
That's what scares me.
Yeah.
If the Ravens' defense was healthy, but they've been having problems with their normal guys out there. Now you're throwing other guys out there. That kind of scares me.
But hearing about the D-line, it almost feels like, you know, the Chiefs and the Ravens are racing, and you just gave the Chiefs a 10-yard start, a 40-yard dash. It's not like you can't catch up and win that game, but I feel like a lot of advantages are in their favor going into this game.
I mean, we shall see.
Again, like, it's been a house of horrors for the Ravens, and the games have been close at times, but they still find ways to lose there. So you got to get over that first off. And then now the pressure that's already on you, you're 1-2, don't want to go 1-3, and you're going against a team that's going through the same damn thing.
And on offense, you've been missing Ricard the entire time, and now Stanley.
Yeah, I know. That was
your run game.
Terrible news.
That's your whole run game.
Yeah. And I still, what's it, Ricard's injury? I know it's a calf injury, but have they given a timeline for him or anything?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Soft tissue issue.
Yeah.
What's up with the injuries in Baltimore for our sports teams, man? It's crossed over to the football team.
Have we checked out who the trainers are on
both
each team?
Same trainer.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Same strength conditioning guy.
That's funny. 410-583-1057 is the number we always say in football. If you can stay healthy, and what's the biggest challenge in football? Staying healthy. Yeah. It's a collision sport, man.
And they don't make it easy on you. Play it on Thursday nights. You're traveling to other countries. And oh, what's that? You got three road games in a row. Why did you even schedule that? Why is that even possible? And you know, like, they don't make it easy on these guys. And I know people are going to go, wow, you're making millions of dollars and you got to suck it up and play.
They will suck it up and play if they're healthy.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
You know, if I'm not healthy, I can't suck it up and play.
Some of those guys try.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, hell,
many of them do.
We just had J.O. in here. Ed, you were doing I was talking to him. Somebody asked him about turf toe since it had just happened. And people were like, well, how bad is it? And he was just explaining, like, you know, it
pretty can't much, walk.
It ended his career. He's still dealing with it.
Yeah. Deion Sanders, didn't they take, almost he had to have a
toe
amputated from that.
He did have it.
He did have it?
He had two taken off, didn't he?
I think he did, actually, yeah.
I think he had two piggies go to market. Jeez.
Yeah.
And just three of them went wham, all the way home.
And a cancer scare.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He has some health issues, man. I give it to him. He doesn't whine about it too much.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Actually.
You know, we didn't know about the cancer until after the fact.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I'm with you, Jeremy. Of course, we'll give our predictions and our pick 'em at 8 o'clock for all the games in the National Football League, including tonight's Thursday night football game as week four already begins in the National Football League. Seattle at Arizona at 8:15. But we'll give you all the picks on the 8 o'clock hour. What has to go right, Ed, for the Ravens to win this game on Sunday? What has to go perfect?
So I don't even know. You have to get these. Some of these people have to be healthy because I can't see. You can't go into a game against the Chiefs in Arrowhead. No Ronnie Stanley. I'm not saying he's out right now. He just hasn't practiced. Ronnie Stanley, Pat Ricard, Kyle Van Noy, Matt Abike, like. This is a lot, man. And these are like key players you're missing.
But, you know, and again, like the matchup with this Kansas City offense where people are talking about, hey, Kansas City struggled, and they have. They don't have the explosiveness, especially without Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
Now, when you look at them, though, they lost to the Chargers, who we all think are pretty damn good. They lost to the Eagles, who are still undefeated going into this week. Yeah. And they beat the Giants. And again, I'm not saying that means they're going to be good against the Ravens. But you don't have to be explosive against the Ravens with how wide open people have been.
Well, this is the problem. This is why I'm like stuttering with this question, because what has to go right? They're the worst defense in the NFL.
I think Lamar has to.
The worst.
He has the ability to do it. He has to put on his cape. And by the way, bad news for you, Jeremy.
What?
Xavier Worthy was a full participant yesterday in practice.
So there you go. That's not bad news. Well, I mean, it's bad news for the Ravens.
Yeah, that's what's said for you, for the Ravens.
Yeah, you said for you. I picked the Chiefs to win.
Okay.
No, you can hate me for that, but that's what I think happens.
No, sugarcoat
it.
Let me explain something to you. I don't hate you for that. There's so much hatred built up from other things.
Yeah.
That one just escapes by.
So many things.
I hate you.
it's built up so much. That one just.
Yeah. Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.